This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistani authorities are scrambling to determine how a suicide bomber was able to unleash an explosion in a crowded mosque inside a highly secured police compound in the city of Peshawar. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Monday morning's bombing, which has left at least 100 people dead and well over 200 wounded, has raised alarm over a major security breach at a time when the Pakistani Taliban, the main anti-government militant group, has stepped up attacks. Counter-terrorism police are investigating how the bomber was able to reach the mosque, which is inside a walled-off police HQ compound called Police Lines. The country's defense minister has accused the Pakistani Taliban, known by its acronym TTP, of carrying out the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel in the occupied West Bank with renewed appeals for Israeli-Palestinian calm amid an alarming spike of violence. Speaking to reporters in Jerusalem before returning to the U.S., Blinken said leaders on both sides had voiced concerns about the current violence during his meetings.
I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
Blinken also said the U.S. would oppose anything that undermines the two-state vision, including new settlement construction, legalizing settlement outposts, demolition of Palestinian homes, and more. Russian forces are making incremental gains in their push to take territory in Ukraine's eastern province of Donetsk, focusing on the town of Bakhmut, north of the regional capital. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's government is lobbying hard for some of its neighbors and Western allies to supply fighter jets that it can use to repel